This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The mass flooding from Tuesday's destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine has drowned cities and brought new threats. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laritonda reports.
The scale of the devastation across large parts of the region has brought fresh heartbreak in what is still an active war zone. It's now threatening a new wave of homelessness, disease, toxic chemical contamination, and even warnings of floating landmines in this ecological disaster. Russian state media are reporting that although the water levels may have peaked, the floods are expected to remain for up to 10 days. The long-term damage is another matter.
That was Reuters correspondent Matthew Laritonda. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is pouring into the U.S. East Coast and Midwest and covering the capitals of both nations in an unhealthy haze. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York State says the air in cities in western New York will be more hazardous on Thursday as the smoke from Canadian wildfires heads west.
This plume, if you follow it, it is moving. Right now it is shifting further west, and I want people in western New York to be ready for that. So we're expecting this to abate possibly over the weekend, but that does not guarantee that this won't come back, and that is the message.
The smoke and haze also delayed some flights Wednesday, sending school recesses indoors, forcing the cancellation of events, and prompting people to fish out pandemic-era face masks. Canadian officials have expanded evacuation orders. The Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island began erupting again Wednesday after a three-month pause. The eruption displays spectacular fountains of glowing lava that remains a safe distance from people and structures in the national park surrounding the